This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. Special thanks go to the military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. To all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics. And I'm going to add to the mix again the snowplow drivers and the sander drivers who have been working double shifts and triple shifts to keep the roads open. Thank you for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. How'd you like that new intro?
Hi, Captain.
Over hill, over dale. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, anyway, okie dokie. So last night we absolutely broke the thing and did every. We had to get. I had to do a special blessing for all the. Oh my goodness. For all the blizzard areas and all the people. In fact, some may not even be on tonight, but that's all right. With what you guys went through and you gals, I'll tell you. So we hit that, but I promised I would finish what I could get through. And the captain knows I never can get through everybody. There's way too many of you. But, you know, we still like to do these once a week to recognize some of you that are so very loyal. You're there every night. Some may not be on the line tonight, like I say, because of the weather. And I did watch some of that stuff with that truck going over to.
That's
melted.
Just one of many.
Yeah, absolutely. It melted my heart.
Happens all the time in California with the Santa Ana winds.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was very difficult to watch. And we certainly know that... I think they called it a bomb something. It was a very unusual one, that one in Texas.
It was a cyclone bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we our hearts went out to you all, so we had to do that last night, and I had to break some of the blessings. But that's what we have to bless, is who needs blessing. But the rest of you, I'm going to try to get some of you on here. And remember, though, you've already been prayed over. I mean, I have put so much prayer over all of you all. To all first responders, firefighters, to all the police, the military, and then also to Maria in Germany. And I know, I don't think she has a page anymore, but anyway, God bless her.
She's doing email.
She hears us, yeah. Major Mack in Germany, to all of you that listen in Germany every night, God bless you. I don't know if Flip is well enough to be on because I know that he's post-surgery, but anyway, Flip loves everyone. We love him. And I know he's going to get dancing. We're going to get dancing again. Dave, I don't know if he's in his igloo up there in Indiana.
He's in a boat next to the igloo.
Oh, okay. Well, you're safe at least. That's funny. Okay. And then, of course, all of Atlanta and Julie, we're praying for you. And of course, again, all truckers. I mean, I don't care who you are, if you're a trucker, period. It's the one thing Captain has heard me say always, never done, don't think I could do. And, especially in the Denver area. And there are some truckers we do like to mention, though, because they're so good to call every night almost. And that is Ed and your friend who bought the car, and Catwoman Road Dog, Mark the Trucker, and all you people with Creek Carriers, Thomas the local suicide jockey, Trucker Eric, all of you. And like I say, many of you will not be listening because of the weather and all, but anyway, you'll know that you'll know you've been blessed. And all first responders, to Dan, I think that he's off a week, but we'll put his name
on it. He's coming to Florida. Listening.
Yeah. Well, he should visit you this time. He needs to come visit.
Well, I've already told him I'd take him to Mission Barbecue.
That's right. And then to Al and his son in Nebraska, to Sue, our retired 911 operator, to Richard, our very, very loyal Marine friend in Oregon, and also, Richard, to all to your family and friends in Oregon, too. Sometimes I forget to say that, but I want everybody to know that your wives, your husbands, your loyal counterparts, they're all involved also. I may not know their names, but when you get blessed, they get blessed, too. To Steve in town and your wife also, to Sam the paper man and his wonderful wife, and sometimes he doesn't get on at this time, but you're still going to be blessed because you've been prayed over. He's our paper relocator here. So, Captain gave him that nice sign, the title. To Sony in Wisconsin, to Backgammon Bob in Clearwater, Jeff in North Sarasota, to Tim, our former TSA worker. Hope you're doing okay, Tim. I know that some of you have suffered a lot of illnesses, and I hope that you're doing fine. Still in my little prayer basket. To Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville.
Yep.
Terry, I did say hi to you the other night. I think you missed it, but I said hello. But anyway, to Cousin Vinny, also in Tennessee. You guys should get together, but I don't know. I don't know where Cousin Vinny is in Tennessee.
Or
right
near
now.
Memphis.
Oh, okay. That might be kind of hard. And then to our entire Sarasota, Bradenton area, where I know the captain's going to be spending more time soon. God bless all of you. And there's way too many of you. You know, there's just thousands of you, hundreds, thousands. I don't know you all, of course. I can't possibly, but I do know some that do listen every night. Joyce, Judy, Christine, of course, LJ and Bradenton. Those are areas that are very important. Tampa Bay Trump Club with JW and Clearwater, who's in charge of it. All of you in Valdosta, Georgia, to Don and Donna in Carrollton, and also Hillsborough County Republican Party. And we have Colonel Jim on, I think,
Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
Colonel's Corner.
Yeah. And also, here's some that I sometimes don't get to, and I've only got a few seconds left. Let me just say also, I'm going to leave that off. Remember, to Denver, Colorado, San Antonio, and Atlanta, and Houston, Texas, huge areas. God bless every one of you, and every one of you who are listening, remember, you're blessed of God. God loves every one of you. I have to say that. He does not choose one. He loves all of you. I've got more names. I don't think it's important to, I wanted to add one here. A lot of people from the Joy Music Station are involved with you guys. They listen too, and that's why they hear the songs and all. So God bless all of you as you listen too. Every one of you remember that God is with you. And in the storms, I'm glad that they're getting over with, but you're remembered. Thanks a lot, Captain, and God bless America. God bless every one of you.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and we thank her very much. And Terry just chimed in from Nashville. We got you there, Terry. Thank you very much. And Catwoman and Road Dog just chimed in. Thank you very much. And we just heard from Cat over in Lakeland just chimed in. Thank you very much. All righty, I'm coming right back with more. And the phone lines will be open, 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, it's your turn to chime in if you'd like to at 877-969-8600. Telephone lines are open. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive and, in particular, Moss Nissan in Crystal River, where I will be next Saturday, March 23rd, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Now, I'm going to be up there for the third anniversary of the Moss Nissan in Crystal River. Time flies when you're having fun. And I'll have some free Plantation Inn and Golf Resort twosomes for their challenging 18-hole golf course for every person that takes a test drive. You'll get a free round of golf for yourself and a partner. Now, Moss Nissan will also be serving lunch for all of my listeners, and I hope you get a chance to stop by and say hello and check out the great deals on the new and pre-owned vehicles. And last time I was up there, we had a father and son that came down from the Valdosta area. I say area because it wasn't Valdosta proper. It was one of the little towns around there. And the father bought a Titan, and the son bought a Frontier. So each one of them bought a pickup truck, traded in their vehicles, and went home and very happy. I've talked to them a couple times since then, and they're doing fine. So I hope to see you there. Remember the date, Saturday, March 23rd, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. At Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, Crystal River, and I'll be there. And it's the only dealership in the Southeast that offers you the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active duty military, and first responders. That's You Serve, You Save means exactly what it says, which is why they're selling the heck out of the vehicles they are. People coming from all around the country to take advantage of that. Now, gosh, where do you start when you have a situation like what's going on in New Zealand? I've got an update on that, folks, and it's not pretty. We now know that there were two mosques that were attacked. Four people are in custody. There were IEDs found at both locations around the mosques, and the one shooter that was shot had gasoline in his vehicle. He was planning on setting the mosque on fire. At least 40 people are dead in what is a terrorist attack in New Zealand, and a state of emergency currently exists there, and why wouldn't it with what's going on? Very tragic situation. People don't have to resort to this kind of violence to get things done. It just doesn't work that way. Disagreeing with people is one thing, but going out and just killing a bunch of people just to kill them is not the way it should work. Sorry, that's just the way I feel about it. If I'm editorializing the report, well, I just editorialized it. It's just my thought on it. There's better ways to do things. Now, I'm going to try to do this again. Beto, the boy wonder, call him what you want, has had plenty to say, and some folks have called him out for what he's had to say. I'm going to try to play this again, because here he is on CNN in Keokuk, Iowa, and I want you just to listen to what he had to say there.
Thank you all for being with us and welcoming me to your community. Keokuk is the first stop in our campaign to be President of the United States. And it is a huge, huge honor to be here with you. I just got a call from my wife, Amy, who's back in El Paso, Texas, where she is raising, sometimes with my help, Ulysses, who's 12 years old, Molly, who's 10, and their little brother, Henry, who is 8 years old. And she's getting them ready, feeding them, and then taking them to school. I, even though this is the first day, miss them terribly. But I'll tell you this. It's those kids, and it's your kids, and it's your grandkids and the generations that follow that push us out into the country to do this incredibly important work together.
Now, that's all wonderful, fine and dandy, presidential candidate. But everybody's trying to figure out what he did as a congressman. They're all trying to figure out what he did as a congressman. And they can't really find much. Now, yeah, he was on a couple committees, but he didn't do anything. There's no legislation. So let's hear what Beto had to say about the Green New Deal.
So some will criticize the Green New Deal for being too bold or being unmanageable. But I tell you what, I haven't seen anything better that addresses this singular crisis that we face, a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction. So that the Green New Deal does that, that it ties it to the economy and acknowledges that all of these things are interconnected, that also recognizes that some communities have borne the brunt of pollution more than others right now. The asthma deaths that we have in the United States of America concentrated in some neighborhoods, some people more than others. It wants to make sure that we do our part in making this more equitable, in helping those communities that have already been hurt so badly, that we ensure that there are jobs available for those who are looking for work, for purpose, for function in their lives, who do not have it right now and are succumbing to the diseases of despair. And in so doing, make sure that the world's greatest superpower, its greatest democracy, its greatest economy, brings everything that we have to this unique challenge. Literally. Not to be melodramatic, but literally the future of the world depends on us right now here where we are. So, yes, let's find a way to do this. Sure.
Wonderful. He forgets to tell you that some of the areas that he's talking about where people are having problems, breathing problems and whatnot, difficulties, are in very solid blue cities and states that have done nothing about their environmental conditions for years and years and years, just allow it to get worse because that hasn't been one of their priorities. But then again, why would you expect to hear something like that? from Beto. And again, I'm struggling myself. I went to look at his record here during the break because I told you I was going to look at some stuff. I couldn't find anything. And, you know, being a member of Congress is one thing, but doing something as a congressperson is something totally different. Now, this is going to be interesting. The thing that's going on here across America right now, the move with AOC, again, Cozy Bear, that's what we're calling her, Cozy Bear. These are just things that you just got to shake your head and go, wow, when the heck are we going to wake up and realize that we got this unbelievable problem across America? Now, I played in the last hour Howard Schultz and what he had to say. He sounded more like a Republican than some Republicans do. In the meantime, you've got more things coming from Lisa Page about the Hillary Clinton campaign and the fact that all of that was shoved under the bus by the then Department of Justice giving orders to the FBI to not pursue this. And that would have been Loretta Lynch. And she would have been getting her orders from somebody above her, which more than likely would have been Barack Obama or the chief of staff for the president, or possibly even the Clinton people themselves. Because you got to remember how Loretta Lynch got on the U.S. Attorney General's staff to begin with, how she got her appointment. It was under Bill Clinton. And a lot of people don't remember that. But that's how she got her start. And then she worked her way up through the ladder until she eventually became the Attorney General of the United States. But these are the things that, unless you're paying attention, you can't put the pieces of the puzzle together and come up with anything other than what you have. But it's all good. It's all good. And again, what we try to do here is tell you the stories that are out there and let you know that because of some of the things that you hear, we find ourselves in unique positions to be able to operate and act on them. So acting on them is very important. Now I'm trying to find something here. All righty. I'll be right back. I hear the music in my ear. We're coming right back with our military and veterans news segment. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news to report as a mass shooting at two mosques in New Zealand. Multiple people killed at the two locations.
the two mosques in the city of Christ Church. Eyewitnesses say a gunman opening fire, then running off, leaving behind a semi-automatic weapon. Now, the prime minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Witnesses report hearing 50 shots at the Al Noor Mosque and tell reporters on scene there is blood everywhere. Reports now of one of the gunmen live streaming the mass shooting, firing at people who were trying to get out of the building. President Trump tweets in capital letters, veto, exclamation point, after 12 Republicans turn on him in the Senate. The vote, 59-41, to repeal President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this military and veterans news report is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where I've got an idea for you to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. And it's something that will definitely move you up the ladder economically and also personally. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, enlarging their campus there too, by the way, to accommodate the larger student load that they're getting there, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, ladies and gentlemen, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. You heard me say that right. Unlimited earning potential. For growth is in aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's why. Aviation maintenance techs right now in this market start out at $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year or more. Now, in the event that you get a job that takes you overseas, either with a military contractor or with an airline that has overseas facilities, or maybe you'll go to work for a company like Philippine Air or Ethiopian Air or whatever, because I'm sure after what happened, they're going to need some certified aviation maintenance techs. And that's what you'll get after 14 months. You'll get your FAA certification as an aviation maintenance tech. A lot of different things you can do to be an aviation maintenance tech. So I want you to check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. Now, ask to take the tour. Ask to come to their campus, take the tour, and see all the things they have to offer. The website again, naa.edu. Now, if you want to call them, the number is 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Well, the big news tonight, militarily, is what's going on in the Middle East. Israel is defending themselves after missiles were fired in on a couple of different locations in Tel Aviv from somewhere in the Gaza Strip. They have already launched attacks against the areas. And, of course, they don't mess around. When they know where the rockets or the missiles or whatever was fired at them come from, they go right back to that area and they just blow it to kingdom come. And that's what they do. And if they actually locate missiles firing at them or rockets being fired at them or anti-aircraft or anything else, they take those positions out, too, along the way with their aircraft and with their helicopters. They're very adept at what they do. The other thing that we're watching is the terrorist attack at the two New Zealand mosques in over in New Zealand. Now, it's two mosques. Four people have been nabbed. IEDs have been found. At least 40 dead in a terrorist shooting attack. And it's just a horrible mess, to say the least. Now, the other thing that should be mentioned is the U.S., for the first time, has called the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights Golan, dropping all mention of the West Bank occupation. And that is a significant development for the United States of America. Got to mention Venezuela and the military news because our military have been very busy getting our last diplomats from Venezuela out of Venezuela, out of the crisis. And they're also removing any Americans that they can get in and around the country, getting them out of country right now. So there you go. And the Veterans Affairs Secretary, Robert Wilkie, is apparently actively pushing an internal campaign within the DOD to be the next Secretary of Defense. He is currently the interim acting Secretary of Defense, and he now apparently wants to be the Secretary of Defense. So he's doing a little campaigning within the DOD and the military to see to it that he becomes a permanent replacement, and good luck to him on that. Good luck to him on that. Now, the Pentagon has formally stood up the Space Development Agency and named its new director. Now, the Space Development Agency was officially established as of March 12th, a move that actually goes against the wishes of the U.S. Air Force's top civilian, who slammed the Pentagon's plan for adding more bureaucracy, creating risk by removing jobs and starting a new project that is yet to be validated. Now, this is according to a memo that was obtained by the website Defense News. I'm going to tell you something. We know that cyberspace, and we know that outer space is going to be so important when it comes to attacks and who defends who and whether or not you can control what goes on around the Earth with the different laser weapons and all the different things they're developing. It's so important. So, he who gets the space race first and gets it done right gets to rule the world, so to speak. And I don't know about you, but I would rather have the United States up there doing things militarily than North Korea or Iran or China or Russia. Because Iran is starting to put their footprint into outer space to a greater deal, greater occurrence. They're planning on launching more satellites up there for whatever reasons they might happen to be. And to me, that tells me that's more intelligence and perhaps running amok with some other stuff. We'll see. We'll see. But the United States has been the leader in outer space for years and years. And I would like to see their command put in Florida right back where it used to be, shared with Houston when NASA was around full-time. Cape Canaveral is an area that became depressed because they pulled the space program out of there and a lot of people moved away and the area got hurt financially. It's finally starting to come back. This would definitely light a match under it and just put it on fire again, which is a good thing. It would help the economy to no end. And in Texas, of course, Texas has always had a good economy. Houston area is not that bad an area. So if we did share it with Houston, that would be fine. But to put it out in California, where the taxes are going to put you out of business, number one, and the environmental regulations and rules and this, that, and the other, it makes absolutely no sense to do. So NASA, if anybody's listening, how about splitting it up equally between Houston, Texas, and Cape Canaveral, Florida? You know, if you couldn't launch at Cape Canaveral, you launched at Houston and vice versa. You had CAPCOM in Houston and or Cape Canaveral, depending on the weather and what was going on. To me, it just makes perfect sense. But then what do I know? And, oh, by the way, tightening medical requirements for recruits could now eventually save the DOD billions of dollars by reducing the numbers of enlisted service members who end up retiring or separating early due to medical issues. So we need to tighten up our recruiting standards so that we don't bring people in that medically are going to be a problem later down the line, which is what's been going on right now with a lot of cases where they're trying to crunch the numbers and bring more folks to bear, if you will. All right, Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with our next Highway and Byway report. We'll let you know what's going on there. It's now rain. It's now flooding up in some of those areas where they had all the snow. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Truck roll down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough, two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back, it's a fact, he's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn-out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All righty, Leland Martin, our Ice Road trucker up there somewhere right around Canada. And we hope he's doing well. And don't forget to check him out on that television show, Ice Road Trucker. And that's a working class, is that the name of that song? All right, well, the powerful storm that's upset the apple cart in places like Colorado and Nebraska and North and South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, parts of Iowa, has now left for parts unknown. No, I'm just kidding. It's headed for eastern Canada. It's gone up into Canada. And in its wake, it's left quite a path of vehicles and ditches and medians and, my God, snowbanks. And still got some wind blowing around the snow, especially in southern Minnesota and western Wisconsin tonight. Got a lot of rain in northern Wisconsin. Marquette, Michigan tonight, you were getting a lot of rain, but you also had a band of snow that was still hanging around there along the lake, Marquette, Michigan, up in that area, and it's headed over into Canada, but it'll be all rain within the next hour or two for sure. Northern Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, northern Michigan, I'm looking at Michigan, I call it Pennsylvania. Northern Michigan is getting rain tonight, and they're rained down as far as almost to the Indiana line. And a lot of rain in Wisconsin tonight, predominantly the eastern half all the way down to the Illinois line. You've got rain in the northeastern and south central and western part of Iowa, southeastern South Dakota. You're getting rain tonight. And the eastern half of Nebraska is getting rain tonight. So things have warmed up and now the rain comes into the mix to complicate things. Flooding is definitely going to be an issue because the powerful central U.S. cyclone gradually pulling away to lift up into eastern Canada is going to happen today. It'll be gone by later on in the day when it'll be just a memory. The associated strong cold front now is slicing through the east, producing scattered showers and thunder showers, while also delivering some gusty winds across the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, because up there you've got a gale warning on Lake Superior and Lake Huron right now. That's not pretty. So keep that in mind. And also the major river flooding is going to persist into the weekend along parts of the Missouri and Mississippi River because of all the rain that they're going to be seeing in that area. Now, there's rain moving across the north. Washington State, Idaho, Montana, Central Oregon. We're still getting snow in Colorado. North of Denver, up 25 going towards Wyoming, you're still getting snow there right now. It's only flurries tonight, a little bit of a breeze, but nothing like what you've had. Southwestern Colorado still getting snow. Out in the northern part of California around Redding, you're getting some snow flurries there. A little bit of effect coming in off the Pacific, blowing in some moisture. The air is just right up there, enough condensation in the air to give you a few snow flurries, but nothing significant. Upstate New York, well, here we go. You've got high winds in the Buffalo area, high winds along I-90 to the Pennsylvania state line on the New York Thruway. You've got high winds again north of Syracuse, starting about Oswego, up towards Watertown. But then to the east of Watertown, you've had rain for the past day or two, and it is now moving to the east and northeast up into Canada, all part of that system that dumped the snow out west. Now, you do have some fog along the main coast. You've got some fog along the Connecticut and Rhode Island coast. You've got fog from Jersey to Delaware, scattered fog down into Virginia, scattered fog down into North Carolina, scattered fog pretty much along the coast. In addition, we have got some scattered fog now in South Florida. If you're going down to Key West, you're probably going to have some fog down there, so be careful going on the long stretch of bridges down there. And then up in the peninsula, the upper peninsula, the panhandle of Florida, scattered fog along Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, New Orleans, and then you'll probably pick up some fog around Beaumont, and it'll be all the way around the Gulf down to the Mexican border. So keep that in mind, and by all means, be careful. Be careful. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. And I'm going to be doing an event at Moss Nissan coming up next week in Crystal River. So I want you to hear about what it is that we're going to be doing. And some guy named the Captain is going to be telling you here in just a second once I can get this file unlatched and ready to go. So let's see if we can find this guy, the Captain, so he can tell you what it is we're doing. And looks like
Captain Matt here inviting you to Moss Nissan Crystal River to celebrate their third anniversary Saturday, March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Take a test drive and receive a round of golf for two at the beautiful Plantation Inn and Golf Resort. And lunch will be served. So stop by and check out the great deals on new and pre-owned Nissans. Come see me for a coupon worth $500 off your new or pre-owned vehicle purchase. That's Saturday, March 23rd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, Crystal River, just south of the airport.
Now, for you guys and gals up there in Jasper, you're about an hour and a half away, if that, from Crystal River, where I'm going to be. And for you folks up there in Valdosta, you're no more than 2 hours away. So if you want to come on down there and take a look at all the stuff they got, remember, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, whether you're currently on the job or you've retired, you get preferred pricing that'll save you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. Don't forget, pre-owned, yep, they got them, certified pre-owned. Moss Care on the vehicle, free oil changes for life, free tire rotation for life, and a whole bunch more stuff, too numerous to mention in the time that I've got allotted. But I'll tell you, I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be the third anniversary. Going to have a big picnic there. Going to have a lot of food, and it's always a good time when we get them to cook and not us. Although I might help. I might be a backyard grocer there helping out. All depends. But we're going to have a good time there, and I look forward to seeing many of you there. Now, I'm going to give you a little heads up and a little tip. Starting very soon, I'd say no more than a couple of weeks, three at the most, I'll be coming down to Sarasota and Bradenton, predominantly Bradenton. On Mondays, I'll be coming to Shipley's Donuts. And I'll be there from 7 to 9. You can stop by, have a cup of coffee and a donut or a pastry with the Captain. And we'll be letting you know when that starts. But that'll be Mondays from 7 in the morning till 9 in the morning. And then Thursdays, we believe we've found a place to have lunch with the Captain down there in Bradenton. And I'll be telling you more about that once the deal gets concreted. I talked to the people yesterday, and they were very receptive, and they were all set to go. So we got to wait till they dot the I's and cross the T's, if you know what I mean, on the contract. But once that starts, we'll be back down there in Bradenton Thursdays to have lunch with the Captain. So we'll be going Tuesdays to Mission Barbecue, Waters Avenue. Mondays, have Shipley's Donuts from 7 to 9 in Bradenton on State Route 70. And then Thursdays in Bradenton at an undisclosed location that we'll let you know about soon. All right, I'll be right back. Denise Simon's got the day off. She's riding around in the sheriff's car. I'll tell you all about that when we come back. If you're in Pinellas County, look out. Denise might pull you over.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.